grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
It's a special live edition of Marijuana Media live from The Hemp Store on Karanga Happy Road. And with us always is our man, Chris.
Well, hello. Kia ora.
Kia ora, everyone. I mean, like, holy shit, dude. 420. Happy 420, dude.
That's right. Well, I often get asked, and happy 420, everyone. Apologies for the slight 1 minute, but we had to. You can't hold the lighter and the microphone at the same time. So we've got going. I hope everyone else is. The origins of 420, I thought I'd start with that.
Okay, yeah,
it's
sure.
It's kind of murky and yeah. Mysterious.
Yeah.
You know, what is it about? Well, it's not some of the more common theories. Highway Patrol code for smoking cannabis? No. Number of ingredients in cannabis? No. A Bob Dylan lyric?
No.
Adolf Hitler's birthday?
No.
No, we are not celebrating any of that.
Mm.
And in fact, the origins are a bit not that important. It's actually just this group of guys in the 70s at a particular high school in America. They called themselves the Waldos, and they'd meet up after practice, after sports practice, and smoke a bit of weed. That's all it was. So, but it's taken off from there into this huge thing all around the world now, where it's become synonymous with the act of cannabis consumption. A good time of day, your day's kind of done.
Yeah.
Knock off a bit early because you're an achiever.
Yes.
And also today in particular, being the way that they do it in America with the dates. So this is 420 day of 8420.
Yes.
420 p.m. And thanks to the wonders of our time zones, we're actually the first in the world to start off here, of course, in New Zealand. And of course, the old saying is, give it, you know, you pass to the left.
Yep.
So on the hour, every hour, or no, 20 past the hour, I should say, every hour from now, it goes to the left, and you'll find acts of civil disobedience and celebrations of cannabis occurring 20 past the hour, going to the left around the world. Tomorrow morning, 11:20 a.m. New Zealand time, our friends in Vancouver are going to be setting a record. They've got the Guinness Book of Records coming. Seriously, officially,
right, okay.
Because it's legal.
Yes.
World's biggest joint.
How have they done it? How big is it?
Exactly. A team of engineers. They said that it was a 40-meter long by 2-meter wide paper that they had to have specially made. 65 pounds of high grade going in there. And they'll be setting a record for the Guinness Book of Records.
Are they blazing it?
I hate to say, you know, it's all about consuming, but it's the act of civil disobedience and it's the celebration of the plant.
Are they blazing it at a certain time?
I'm sure they're going to give it a go. So it'll be 11:20 New Zealand time tomorrow morning. It'll
right.
be 4:20 in Vancouver. Yeah, right on. Also, just in a couple of hours, I know they're going to be celebrating over in Nimbin, where actually Michael Balderstone and the other Cannabis Party people will be celebrating that they've just had confirmed an MP elected into the New South Wales upper house.
Uh-huh.
And this is a former Green MP, in fact, who changed parties.
Right.
Jeremy Buckingham. He's now in the upper house of New South Wales. Labour are one vote short of a majority. Guess who's got a vote? So, I think things are looking up in Aussie. And their premier, in fact, of New South Wales, also just this week reported they found out that he's actually given speeches before
Can that
passionately arguing for the legalization of cannabis. So,
right.
You know, it's all lining up over there. So good yeah. on you guys over in Nimbin and Sydney, New South Wales. I think it's going to be the next hotspot for reform by the sounds of things.
That is amazing, dude.
Mm,
that is amazing.
Jeez, I'm bogarting this joint, I've got to say. medically prescribed. Can I just make clear to the listeners?
Yeah, you had three medically prescribed joints just rolled up conveniently.
What strain? What strain is the medically prescribed stuff?
Johnny's got a question. What strain? You. What strain are we dealing with today? Do we know?
We have some shishkaberry. Very nice
shishkaberry.
Stuff. Very nice stuff, the old shishkaberry.
Yeah.
And a bit of June is my other favourite ones, if people want to know. Hey, but I got to say, the other big news of the week for me, and this kind of ties into what we were just talking about, Helen Clark has given a couple of interviews where she's urged decriminalisation of all drugs, starting with cannabis. And in fact, she's you know, and she's pointed out how all these UN treaties have led to all this increased incarceration and transmission of diseases and things like that. Mm. And a great quote from her, I thought, this is in Vice. Human beings have been using substances for whatever reason they've used them for thousands of years. We're not dealing with new issues here, but we're dealing with totally inappropriate and wrong ways of tackling them.
I mean, that's amazing to hear from Helen Clark, but I mean, will it hold any kind of gravity, do you reckon?
Well, I think, you know, here we're leading into an election. You've seen how things have happened in Australia, where they're getting MPs elected. You know, we've had the referendum. It clearly shows, you know, half the country wanted to happen. We've got a new prime minister, a new agenda, the old bonfires and things. You know, let's throw prohibition on the bonfire and stand around and smoke a fatty. That's very Kiwi, isn't it?
Yeah, come on. I reckon.
But hey, speaking of the wrong way to do things, inappropriate and wrong ways of tackling them, as Helen Clark said, and that was this massive raid. The media often report all this, like, very breathless, like, oh, police have raided, big raid. Otago and West Coast, some pretty heavy people involved by the sounds of things, guns and things. Police are saying that they introduced meth into Cromwell. What an achievement, eh? So that brought them to their attention. But what the police have admitted or said, maybe without any kind of awareness, is that these guys started out with supplying cannabis to people because people couldn't grow their own.
Right.
And they got big and they used their profits and their wealth from cannabis to get into other drugs. And this is actually what we've been saying since the frickin' 80s. You know, like, Normal has been saying that specific thing, that cannabis prohibition is enriching organised crime so that they can do other things.
Yeah.
And so there you go, great example of it right there. That's in all the media, actually, this week, pretty much. Stuff Radio New Zealand, Herald, they all kind of covered it, but, yeah. Hopefully, I'll wake up to that soon, eh? Hopefully.
Well, you'd bloody hope.
What else? Oh, another story this week.
Yeah.
This was in Newsroom, and actually ran on the Herald site as well. Medical cannabis industry delays affecting patients. And this is the head of Cannaplus, one of the biggest clinics. We actually have all their details up here at the hemp store, sending people there all day, every day. And he's saying, well, you know, the current rules are really limiting what they can offer.
Right.
There's only been a few types of bud and some oils approved so far, so people can't get other forms, you know, like a topical or a vape pen, like a pre-filled vape pen. Suppositories, for example. If you needed suppositories, you'd have to make your own. You know, and that's, he's putting that down to, of course, the rules that we've sort of banged on about a bit here, that these rules are just too bloody tight. But one thing I did find interesting, Newsroom has put a figure on the number of patients. They didn't say how they got this figure, but 25,000 patients, they're saying, are in the medical cannabis scheme with prescriptions. So that's up from when I last heard of it. And they reckon officially there's about 250,000 New Zealanders using cannabis medically. So that's 10%. Have gone legal now, which is up from 6% they were saying last year. So that's great.
That is great. You reckon they got it from the Ministry of Health, maybe?
I'd like to hope so, that it's based on something. Yeah, I'd like to hope that.
They just didn't get that number, 250,000, and think, you know what a good estimate would be? Just, you know, divided by 10.
Yeah, maybe it's the number of prescriptions through that clinic. We'll have to find out, eh?
We'll
find out exactly
what that
was based on. Yeah. Good stuff. One other thing as well, Audrey Young and the Herald covered the therapeutics bill. And I just wanted to set this straight because we are marijuana media.
Yes. You know,
and we do like to set it straight. And she answered a question, which I thought was good, because this is the therapeutics bill, what it does and why it matters. This was the name of the article, if you want to look at it on the Herald site. And she said that will it affect medicinal cannabis? No, the bill does not impact the current regulation of medicinal cannabis or drugs controlled under the Misuse of Drugs Act. Kind of true, but actually not, because it will. Everyone who produces or supplies medicinal cannabis needs two licenses, one under the Medical Cannabis Scheme and another under the Medicines Act, or this new bill, therapeutics bill. Doctors also prescribe, prescribing unapproved products, and that's a right they have under the Medicines Act, might be curtailed under the new one. They're also able to import products that aren't available here for specific patients. That looks like it's going to be taken away under the new bill.
Right.
Patients also have the ability to bring in their own prescription medicines if they can't get them here. In certain circumstances, it looks like that might change as well. Vaporizers might end up being medical devices, which might restrict their availability. Rongoa Māori, it's a bit uncertain what the effect will be, but it looks like it will be captured through the natural health supplements part of it. So there actually are quite a few effects on it that will happen, but that's before the Health Select Committee, and they're reporting back June 14. So I guess submissions June are closed, 14. But you can still make your views known to people who are on that committee.
Yeah. June 14, I'm guessing that not much will happen regarding the legislation throughout the rest of this year, I'm reckoning?
They want to pass it before the election.
That's a bit of a tough ask, isn't it?
Is that the cops?
It is, but it's in the program.
Johnny just asked if that was the cops. No, that was the fire department. We had an ambulance pass here.
They were going to a different blaze.
They were going back home.
Lol.
What else is going on, Chris?
What else? US basketball star Brittany Griner. We've covered her a bit. This one, News Talk ZB. She's working on an autobiography, and it's going to cover her experience
already?
In Russia. Already? Well, you know, she's back in America, so she's going to write a book about it, about all that happened. So that'll be interesting, because it has been a bit kind of murky. You know? So, And... some sad, I hate to end on a sad news, but I heard this just before coming on air. Dr. Robert Melamed passed away today, so he's a medical cannabis pioneer that I think anyone involved in the movement might have come across him or his studies, and certainly doctors and patients that might need that kind of clinical base will probably be aware of some of the work that he's done. So, our thoughts with him, with his family. Coming up, J-Day.
J-Day.
Of course.
We're going back to Albert Park and smoking it up.
I believe so. The hint is in the name. People often ask, what does J mean? But J for joint, believe it or not. It's Day of the Joint. This is the 31st year of J Day, so it's been going a long time. We're part of the cultural fabric of Auckland now. It's a protected event at Albert Park, and which, of course, is the home to freedom of expression and thought and countercultural movements and... you know, notwithstanding, you know, the recent one that was in a lot of the news.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's always been the home of that, going back to the days of Tim Shadbolt and the, whatever they called them, the happenings and the whatever they were back in the 60s and things. So, come along. Saturday, 6th of May. It's not too far away now.
What is that, like a couple of weeks?
I believe so.
A couple of weeks
of
sleep.
Saturday.
Yeah. Love that.
That's going to be good. We'll be there with the hemp store. We'll have a stall there. And Jaffa Mafia runs the sound, and no doubt we'll have a great lineup. We've got all sorts of food trucks and things, farmers markets, medicating areas. So, it's all there. If you want to come along and learn about it, we've even got one of the cannabis clinics is going to do a stall there, so you can even sign up and get your prescription while you're there, which is great.
Great.
Imagine that. Come to J-Day and leave with legal weed.
There you go.
So that's going to be great. J-Day, Saturday, 6th of May.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for having us here in this little protected zone where you can have your medical weed.
Right on. thanks for coming. And thanks for everyone else who's come along to show their support on that. But there's nothing special about this particular zone. All we've done, dear listeners, is convert our outdoor seating for the cafe into a medical cannabis medicating zone.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you have a prescription, you can medicate whenever and whenever you need to.
Yes.
You know, there's no restriction on that. So we're just kind of making it clear to people that they're welcome. We're not going to kick them out for doing it. And for anyone going by that might be thinking, what are they up to?
Know,
at least they're going to know. And a bit of education all around. You know, the occasional cop comes by, and it's a good opportunity to educate them.
I'd love to see those interactions. Well, thank you so much, Chris. Back to you, Johnny, in the studio.
Hey, Chris and Corey, that was fantastic. Corey, I'll let you smoke bomb out and maybe even do a bit of medicating up there in the medication zone.
Yeah, I'll do some medicating while I'm here and then quickly come back to read the news at 5, yeah?
Okay, sounds good, mate. All right, shop team.
Cheers.
Big thanks to the hemp store.
Cheers.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Hempstore. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a